Now, staying with Black Diamond here, Harley Davidson, over the summer, we had a lot of live music going down.
Yeah, we did.
And that kind of brings us to the point of why you guys are in early this morning.
Absolutely.
It's because we have a bit of an announcement to make.
I'm going to miss it, you know, because we had such good bands every week.
Great
groups. Well, this was a big deal, man. It was 3 months of music just every Saturday out there. We had an incredible group
What's
of people
crazy
that were
is
out
it
there.
Didn't seem like it was 12 weeks.
It didn't. It felt at the beginning, it felt like, wow, this is going to be a long summer. And then it got done with the summer, and you're like, I can't believe we're done with it. Right.
Gone.
So. Well, and what was so cool is you don't realize how much talent is out there. There was a couple of bands that I had not heard of here in Southern Illinois and stuff, and they play all over. They're touring, going, you know, play in Chicago, and then they'd go over in St. Louis and Indianapolis. And I'm like, wow, you know, you need to play in Southern Illinois a little bit more because there was...
They were good.
Good talent.
Well, let's talk about some of those bands, because I think no matter who made it to the end, I think all these bands deserve credit for coming out one on a Saturday. I know a lot of them braved the heat
and
really opened my eyes to a lot of the talent, like you're just talking about, a lot of the talent that's around here. I didn't even know, honestly, going into this. I was like, is there going to be 12 bands that are going to be able to make this up? And, you know, is it going to be bands that you want to listen to? And after we get done, the answer is, yeah, there's absolutely 12 bands that were there. And they showed up this summer for it. Dark Comets kicked
absolutely.
It off.
Yep.
They were the first ones out there. They had great energy. I remember the bass player super was, energy, like, running all over the place.
And, you know, being the first is always hard, right?
Yeah, exactly. It really is, because you either set the bar or you're setting it up for either other teams to beat or bands, rather. So. Josh Holland Band was second. People were
very
raving
good.
About that.
Very,
a lot of people
good.
Rolled in for that. Everfelt, the Timeliners over the next couple weeks. Another band super impressed with was Haas Holiday from Paducah area.
Yep.
Really, really cool band. Then was Beware the Poster Kids. You had On All Sides. Sturgeon Friends was another really cool band that came out. Engine Huey was a fun band. I remember they had the Alien. Remember?
Yeah.
And T got his bike out and had the Alien out there in front of us. So. Cause of Ruin, Boys Out of Marion.
Yep.
They were up there. Violet Soul was up there as well. I thought they did some great songwriting, man. The guy, I know he had a song called Radio. That was really cool. Talk about growing up listening to radio. And then last, there was a change. Chris Locher came in and played. He wasn't really vying to play, but he did step up and come play that final week for us and stuff like that. So I want to give him his flowers, too. So.
Well, absolutely. And that's the thing. Yeah. And these guys, you know, it wasn't like they came out and got paid and everything else. They came out here just to show their talent and everything. So you know, I want to thank all these guys and all you guys out there. If you want to go see some good live music, look these bands up and stuff. And because they kicked ass. It was really good. So try to go support them at the different places that they play. Go out there and check them out.
And I know we still have posted at our website, rock105tao.com. There's a Battle of the Bands banner there. You click on that. It still talks about the schedule and everything that happened over the summer, but the bands are highlighted with links. To make it easy to go check.
We also
out,
still have we still have a few T-shirts left too. So if you wanted all the band's names on the T-shirt, you just check it out.
And those are perfect for the upcoming STP show,
for the big show that's coming up. Yeah. Be here before you know it.
This is all about. So that gets down to the announcement.
The announcement.
We started with 12 bands. Ended up at 11 at the end. But then I know the judges, from my understanding, they had like a handful that kind of. Rose to the top, and then deciding off of that, left it down to one.
Yep, finally got one.
Finally,
and it wasn't Tony's.
And it wasn't Tony.
No, I was. I think I was second.
Well, you didn't quite make the top 12. But if they'd have had 13, you would have been up there. You would have been right there. But by doing your Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah, the rock version. Yep. It was a lot. Yeah, really good.
All right, so we hit this point to where we got down to one. And let's do it. The winner of the 2024 Battle of the Bands that will be playing Friday, September 13th at Mountain Dew Park is the Josh Holland Band.
Josh Holland Band.
He
did. Excellent. Judges did a good job. They were good.
Absolutely. They were. They were very, very good. And, you know, he's been doing it for a while and everything, so he's one of them. It was so hard, I mean, with all the different bands. I would have hated to have been a judge. I'm glad that I wasn't doing it, but... because there was so much talent. But Josh Holland was good.
He was one of the early ones.
Yeah.
Played second. And again, like the bands that go first, that's a kind of a hard spot because you have to show out because you're setting that bar for everybody else behind you to beat. So what we're going to do now is let Josh know. Yeah, Josh
doesn't know that.
Josh is completely unaware.
Well, let's screw with him or something, man, is what we need to do.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get him on the line and just...
Just tell him, man, you were so close.
Yeah.
How close was I?
Yeah.
Well, actually.
Well, he was number 12. So we're just calling you one after
We're going in reverse order.
Right. Reverse order, so you're the first one we're calling.
All right, so hang tight one sec. Let's get Josh on the line here. So Josh, here on the line with us, we have Shad from Black Diamond Harley Davidson. Tony is here as well.
Hey, Josh.
How are you, Josh?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're just waiting for a couple other folks to join us on the call. So we're almost there, but I wanted to go ahead and start sending out the invites and get people gathered. So, man, I do have to say before we get started, no matter how this turns out, bro, we heard your name a lot over the weeks. I know you were one of the early bands, and I know that can be tough sometimes, but, man, you definitely made an impression while you were here.
Oh, I appreciate it, man.
How long have you been kind of doing the grind? How long have you been trying to work this thing?
Yeah, I started performing in bars about 2008, 2009, steady since about 2014, about every weekend, and then about the last... Oh, 2018, I got sober and started writing and recording and actually kind of like pushing for an actual career, you know, like, and then just recently TikTok's been blowing up for me. So I've had a lot of opportunities. So I'm really like really grinding right now. So I'm getting ready to do a bunch of out of state stuff. Things are doing good right now, finally. So I put in a lot of years, man. So, but.
That's great. Yeah, it's great that you have done put it all in then. So I've seen on your Facebook page and website and stuff that you're doing a lot of solo acts and everything too.
Yeah, that's my main thing, the solo acoustic stuff. That is what videos are going viral and stuff. And it's not because it's hard to get good live band videos, you know, like unless you're plugged directly
in. Oh, yeah, getting sound and stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
But my 90s rock covers are the ones that are really blowing up on TikTok and Instagram, the Pearl Jam and Stone Temple Pilots and the Alice in Chains stuff. So, yeah, and I've been performing country, a lot of country for locally here for years and rock. But, you know, people locally want to hear country. So I do a little bit of everything, man. And then my original stuff, it's mainly rock. But
cool.
Yeah, man.
Well, so do you find that, like, obviously through TikTok and social media, you're able to get yourself out there more, and I mean, obviously a lot more people are able to experience what you're throwing out?
For sure, yeah. Facebook's kind of my like way to promote my local gigs, but once a year ago I had a Pearl Jam cover hit like 500,000 views, and that just kind of opened up all this stuff for me. And then another batch of videos, one's got like 1.5 million. So I mean, it's just opened up all kinds of opportunities. I got people messaging me in like other languages. Like it's getting like Australia and Chile. So like I'm very grateful for those two apps, Instagram and the Reels and stuff, because I wouldn't know the first thing about how to get my music out to, you know, the masses.
Yeah.
So man, it's I'm posting nonstop. I'm booking a lot of out of state stuff. Doing some cool. I just actually played a show with Chad Smith from Red Hot Chili Peppers in Chicago, a corporate event. I didn't play with him, but they actually had me headline this fancy corporate party where I sang My Hero by Foo Fighters. The owner of this company was best friends with Taylor Hawkins, and so is Chad Smith from the Chili Peppers. So I got to meet him. I was nervous because I had to go on after him and his daughter. His daughter was playing in Lollapalooza the next day. So like, wow. I'm the dude from TikTok that nobody knows, and I have to sing My Hero with a professional backing band at this, like all these fancy rich people and stuff. It was amazing.
That's cool. But, that is very cool.
Yeah, really cool stuff happening, man, because of these TikTok videos. Yeah. So
if you do get picked or whatever, is it gonna make you nervous playing in front of this many people?
No. Well, the thing is about I'll be stoked about this is because I'm still a big fan of STP. I've opened up for a lot of national acts, so I have done shows to a lot of people, but I did open up for Aaron Lewis. I'm a big fan of Aaron Lewis, the Stain stuff. But other than that, everybody, and I, Daughtry, but other than that, I've never been such a big fan of a band. So, like, I'll be nervous because I'm a big fan of this band. Like, they literally influenced how I write. And the only thing that could be better if Scott Weiland was still alive. But their new singer is great.
Yep.
But just the band members in general, the writing, I mean, they're amazing. So, Yeah, I'll be nervous. Not the people, just because of who I'm opening for.
Yep.
If it happens.
So. Do understand. Yeah, seeing them standing on the side of the stage watching you, that'll have to be pretty cool.
Right? I know.
But that's also the a really cool people, moment.
Yeah, you know? that would be. Yeah.
The more people, the better, the more adrenaline for me. Like, it sucks playing the small crowds because then I'm in my head and then your ego's kind of hurt. So, like, big crowds, oh, man, you're on top of the world. So.
Yeah, you feed off that energy, man.
Cool.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, Josh, you may have noticed nobody else is joining us on this call. And if I'm being honest with you, it's because there's nobody else to join us on this call. My man, you are the winner of the Battle of the Bands and will be playing on Friday, September 13th at Mountain Dew Park.
Amazing. I was wondering what the deal was with the two bands. I was like, I told the guys, I think they're tricking me because they don't want me to announce it or something. I was like, I don't know. But then I was like, maybe I'm getting too hopeful. But amazing.
We did have plans to have some other guy get on the call as well and just try to start picking a fight. But
we've had all kinds of thoughts going on, you know.
We had all types of things working, yeah.
No, but congratulations, brother. Congratulations, man. We're excited about it, getting you to come up there with it. And it's going to be a great time, you know, down here on September 13th. And so hopefully everybody gets to come out and just see how talented you are also.
I'm almost known to the pilots. I'm not saying I'm going to bring in a bunch of people, but I know people will come to that if there's tickets available.
That's awesome. So, I'm sure they will. Yep. And hopefully we'll get you back here and you'll be headlining here in the next year or two or something. Man, even better.
Going? Putting it out there in the universe.
Absolutely. Do it, man. Get it out there.
Well, Josh, hang on one second. And everybody, again, Friday, September 13th, Mountain Dew Park, Stone Temple Pilots, Soul Asylum, and now the Josh Holland Band.
Hell yeah.
You need those tickets. Swing by Black Diamond Harley Davidson, which tomorrow would be a great day
for
Thrillville Saturday.
Yep.
Or give the Mountain Dew box office a call.
Yep.
Or you can just hit up thrillbillies.com.
Thrillbillies.
And get your tickets.
Get them online. Yep. Yeah. Get them now while you can.
Yeah. Well, boys, that was fun. And we'll see you tomorrow, Thrillville Saturday, and do it again next week.
You got it.
Later.
See ya.